When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219-9910.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838. 239-3838. North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
Ever arrived at an appointment and found that there was no elevator to the second story in the building, and the appointment is on the second floor? Every part of your lower body is involved in climbing stairs. The big muscles, like the quadriceps, hamstrings, and glutes, power most of the movement, plus the muscles in the ankles and toes. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. Build the strength, balance, and mobility you need with one simple, no equipment movement that you can do anywhere. No gym membership or fancy equipment is needed for this one, and it's free. It's called air squats. Start off slowly and ease into the movement. Your muscles get stronger as you practice air squats, and you will be surprised how much easier you can climb stairs. First, stand with your feet hip-width apart, with your toes facing forward. If you are unsteady on your feet, place a chair behind you. Keeping your feet flat on the floor and your back straight, slowly move or push your hips toward the chair seat as if you're going to sit down. But don't sit down. Pause, take a breath. Next, push your legs straight and stand back up. This air squat will do wonders for your legs, the strength in your legs, and improve mobility. Keep listening for more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator, who reminds you, don't let age change you, change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, July 3rd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors to consider a $10 million contract for Bob Jones Trail construction, and we'll take a look at 4th of July activities in Slo County. Those stories and more coming up. Weather-wise, we're looking for highs today of 80, which the We get some sunshine by this afternoon. Currently, it is 51 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chad Stevens.
Local news on KPRL is brought to you by Blazing Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The next step for the Bob Jones Pathway Gap Closure Project will be presented to the Board of Supervisors at their next meeting on July 7th. After failing to acquire a segment of land through eminent domain last year, the county coordinated with Caltrans to develop the project in two phases and use a right-of-way from Caltrans to bypass the property they failed to acquire. The next step brought forward by staff is approving the project's contract for $10 million to Sousa Engineering Contracting with a $1 million contingency amount. The segment of the project will span between the Octagon Barn Trailhead and Clover Ridge Lane. You can attend a board's meeting on Tuesday at 9 a.m. in person or watch online. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo will be conducting a prescribed burn this morning as part of its ongoing vegetation management program. The burn is planned on private lands approximately 5 miles southeast of Santa Margarita on Seven Oaks Way between Las Palitas Road and Park Hill Road. The burn will go through approximately 17 acres of vegetation. Prescribed burns reduce the accumulation of flammable vegetation that contributes to catastrophic wildfires. Smoke may be visible in the area, and residents are advised not to report the fire unless there's an emergency not related to the prescribed burn operation. Bureau of Land Management is seeking input for oil and gas leases in California. I'll have that story coming up next. KPRL News Time is 7:12.
Blazing Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazing Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazingbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
Good morning. KPRL News continues at 7:13. The state's Bureau of Land Management has opened up a 30-day public scoping period for input on 50 oil and gas parcels that may be included in a future lease sale in Kern, Kings, Fresno, and Slo County. The parcels totaled to be 36,000 acres. All permits to drill must be posted for public review before any development operations begin. Individuals interested in providing feedback for seeing more details about the BLM leases can visit the BLM's website. The scoping period will end on August 1st. Phase 2 of Creston Road Corridor improvements begins July 13th, extending from Orchard Drive to Niblick Road. Work includes utility upgrades, new sidewalks, ADA improvements, bicycle lanes, and a new roundabout at Rolling Hills Road. Construction usually runs Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can expect lane closures and traffic delays. Rolling Hills Road will face a 24/7 closure for roundabout construction. In observance of Independence Day, City of Paso Robles offices will be closed starting today. Normal office hours are expected to resume Monday, July 6th. And Paso Robles Fire and Emergency Services reminds residents and visitors that all fireworks are prohibited within the City of Paso Robles, including those marketed as safe and sane. With dry vegetation and elevated fire damage, even a single firework can ignite a devastating vegetation or structure fire. Residents are encouraged to celebrate safely by attending a professional public fireworks display and leaving the fireworks to the professionals. Fire and law enforcement personnel will be actively patrolling throughout the holiday. Fireworks laws will be strictly enforced, and violations may result in citations, fines, and liability for fire suppression costs or property damage. So let's look at the activities going on to the public for the 4th of July. Independence Day celebration in Cayugas kicks off with a sculpture contest at 4 a.m., finishing at 10 a.m. to go along with the 4th of July parade on 7th Street. At 9 p.m. in Cayugas, the fireworks show. Paso Robles will be holding their annual festival at Barney Schwartz Park from 4 to 9 p.m. with live entertainment from Garden Party and Steppin' Out. Fireworks show will begin at 9. Atascadero's 4th of July Music Festival starts at 2 p.m. at the Lake Park Bandstand with local food, wine, craft beer, a local light show, and local bands. The city of Morro Bay will be holding a drone show tonight instead of fireworks. Festivities will run from 6 to 9:30 p.m. at Tideland Park with the show scheduled at 9 p.m. And Templeton's 4th of July parade starts at 9:30 a.m. at Templeton Park. That's a different time than in the past, so it's been moved up from 10 to 9:30 a.m. in Templeton. The parade will circle around Crocker Street, South Main Street, and Gibson Road. And as I mentioned last hour, Bobby Horn and I will be announcing the parade from what I understand is a dangerous double-decker bus. So that should be worth the price of admission for that. Once again, Templeton's 4th of July parade starts at 9:30 a.m. at Templeton Park. In sports, the Dodgers beat the Padres 12-7. The Angels over the Mariners 1-0. Padres and Dodgers play again today. Giants take on the Rockies, and the Angels play the Red Sox. In California news, a massive cruise ship is on lockdown in San Francisco after an outbreak of norovirus affected more than 100 passengers and 20 crew. The Ruby Princess was on a 20-day round-trip Alaskan voyage when parts of the crew began to experience norovirus symptoms. The ship is now working with the CDC to isolate passengers and crew members, as well as undergoing a comprehensive cleaning and disinfection prior to departing on its next trip. A 42-year-old California man pled guilty to penning a fake ransom note amid the search for Nancy Guthrie. Kalela Hawthorne admitted that he sent calls and text messages to Guthrie's family on February 4th asking for a Bitcoin transfer. Nancy Guthrie was last seen on the evening of January 31st, and no arrests have been made related to her disappearance. KPRL Local News has been brought to you by Davis Body Shop with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:18.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall says the Securing Agriculture's Workforce Act directly addresses the top concern he hears from farmers, which is the inability to find dependable labor. The bill introduced by House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson would expand access to the H-2A guest worker program and modernize what Thompson calls a broken farm labor system. Duvall says a key element of the legislation is increasing access to a year-round workforce.
The H-2A program that currently exists is a seasonal guest worker program. In certain parts of this country, it doesn't make any difference what you're doing. The work's there every day, whether it's harvesting a crop or pruning and preparing them for the next crop. So the biggest issue is having year-round workers.
The proposal would also allow certain undocumented agricultural employees already in the U.S. to apply for temporary legal status if they meet eligibility requirements. While the bill aligns closely with the needs of year-round operations, some provisions are expected to face opposition as Congress continues broader debates over immigration policy. Thompson says with the border now secure, it's time to provide fair legal pathways for agriculture to obtain workers when U.S. citizens are not available for these jobs. With today's Line on Agriculture Report, I'm Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
KPRL News Time is 7:23. We continue with food and farm news. Brought to you by attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has confirmed 12 cases of New World Screwworm, or NWS, within the United States as of June 15th. Confirmed detections include 8 cattle cases, 2 goat herds, 1 flock of sheep in Texas, and a dog in New Mexico. The California Farm Bureau says the risk to the state remains low, but producers should remain informed and vigilant. NWS is a parasitic fly whose larvae infest living animals by burrowing deep into their flesh and feeding on living tissue. If left untreated, infestations can cause severe injury and death. California Farm Bureau encourages livestock owners to inspect livestock, horses, and pets daily for wounds or unusual fly activity. Clean, treat, and cover wounds immediately. Food and Farm News on KPRL was brought to you by attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation. Estate planning in Morro Bay across from the post office. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic on KPRL is brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. Well, good news. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this morning with no reports of accidents or other traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic on KPRL was brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather on KPRL is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton at 434-3276. North County weather, clouds this morning, then sunshine. Highs in the mid-80s tonight, partly cloudy skies. Lows in right around 50, winds out of the west at 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the low 60s and wind gusts up to 15 miles per hour. Our extended forecast, mostly sunny on Sunday. Sunny skies again Monday through Friday of next week. Low 80s on Sunday, low 80s on Monday, upper 80s Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. 87 a week from today. Currently, it is overcast and 51 degrees. Weather on KPRL was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by at 105 South Main Street in Templeton. That's the news. I'm Chad Stevens. KPRL News Time is 725.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Move over McDonald's. Regional burger chains like In-N-Out, Whataburger, and Culver's are driving much of the growth in the U.S. hamburger category, according to market research firm Technomic. California-based In-N-Out's domestic sales grew by around 10% last year, second only to Shake Shack among U.S. burger chains. Culver's and Whataburger now rank as fifth and sixth largest U.S. burger chains by sales. Despite duking it out against industry heavyweights with thousands more locations and huge marketing budgets, regional chain executives said that higher quality and a more loyal clientele have kept traffic robust without heavy discounting. Even though survey data shows that brands like Culver's and Whataburger don't receive top grades for price or speed, customers give them some of the highest rankings for quality, food, and overall satisfaction among burger players. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
You didn't want to buy gold when prices were rising. Then you waited when gold pulled back. Now, you're stuck in the middle, unsure what to do next. Speak with a precious metal specialist now at NobleGoldInvestments.com. Get the answers you need to stop guessing and move forward with confidence. Their team makes it simple to gain real investor knowledge and insight. Stop trying to time the market. Start spending time in it. Don't let the market move without you. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room! I am bothered by those rats in my room! By those dirty little rats in my room! I can't stand rats in my room!
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered. bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, goat in my boat, snakes in my case.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com as we get ready for Freedom of Speech. Freedom of Speech. And it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real Atascadero. They are your Honda power equipment dealer. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this July 3rd. 2026.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, your old courthouse is kind of run down. He said, no, it'll do for our little town. I said, your old flagpole has leaned a little bit. And that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it. He said, have a seat. And I sat down. Is this the first time you've been to our little town? I said, I think it is. He said, I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her up right. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
KPRL, and again, you can text that as well. So
You're killing me.
More to come.
Oh, jeez.
Well, first, let's see here. I'd like to congratulate James Adams. James Adams, you are the winner of the gift certificate from Joe's Place, and you have got 30 days. Call ahead. By the way, the office is closed today, so discount this day on your calendar for counting down. So, folks, a simple question. When you think of the 4th of July and this magnificent celebration, 250 years, what comes across your mind when you think America? What makes America so great? Most of us are familiar with what's called the American dream. The American dream has become somewhat international because millions of people legally have wanted to come to this country. Well, what are the reasons? Why, because they like Taco Bell? No.
No.
They want what most of us want, and that is our freedoms, our rights. And they're pretty simple. And they're just, core civil liberties, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of press, and some other things to pursue our goals and our dreams. The hard work and ingenuity of Americans, and how we have raised the standard of living, not only here in the borders of the United States, but around the world. That cannot be denied. Absolutely cannot be denied. But it's a simple question, but maybe a complicated answer, or maybe it's an answer that's difficult to respond to, not because you don't appreciate, but you can't pinpoint. What makes you proud to be an American? Is it because it's ingrained that we're supposed to be? Or is it a combination of things that you have learned over the years, no matter how you were raised, where you're from, et cetera, et cetera? But when you think about, a lot of things within America, we can talk about the beauty and the diversity of our country. And the beauty is obvious. When you go from coast to coast, it is amazing how beautiful and how different this country is. You fly over, or you're fortunate enough to visit many different areas, and not only the beauty, but also the differences in some of the, and I'll just say this, the cultures, Northeast culture, Southern culture, Midwest, et cetera, those are different cultures, and we've been able to, as they call it, the melting pot, to form and come together as one. Depending on where you grew up, and Chad, you grew up in Colorado, so I know it was a little bit different, but let's go to the phone line.
Okay.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, Kevin. Hey, real quick, I just wanted to remind everybody, today's the last day to buy tickets for the Lions Club Chicken Barbecue Fundraiser.
Right. Yeah, right, that's coming up, on the 11th?
On Community Calendar. Yeah, it's on the 11th, Saturday the 11th. It's a drive-through barbecue. The pickup is in the Walmart parking lot from 12 to 2. But tickets have to be bought in advance so we can order food and that kind of thing. It's $60 a ticket, and that will feed four people chicken, beans, salad, bread, and dessert. So today's the last day to guarantee that you get your ticket. We might have some limited sales open through the weekend, but we're going to order the food today. So,
okay, so, and they can go to PasoRoblesLionsClub.org?
Yes, yeah, our website, PasoRoblesLionsClub.org. You can search it on Facebook, too, and find it there. So we're not too hard to find if you type in PasoRoblesLionsClub.
Okay, I'm going to tie this in what I was talking about, what makes America great, and this is perfect timing, and I don't mean to put you on the spot. But when we hear the songs or we look at the flag and we, just think about America, we close our eyes, and maybe the little things that are, we take for granted, which Americans do that, but okay, I'm not picking on you, but I'm going to point out, here you have people in the Lions Club who are not forced to do anything except they want to give back to the community.
Yes.
I don't, you know, I'm not assuming that that's uniquely American, but Americans do that a lot. All kinds of groups such as the Lions Club and all the service clubs and so forth and so on. It's really amazing. Again, you need to sit back and just think about that and how much it helps the community.
You know, and even these small little, you know, like the small little community barbecues that we do and other groups do, it doesn't just benefit the projects that we raise money for, but it also benefits the community. I love going to those things. I love having an easy meal and supporting my community, you know, as a patron. And it gives you that small town American feel that is really unique, and I hope we don't lose that.
Well, you know, what you're referring to is that if people get out and they go and support these things, you know, with the barbecue and all the other things that the groups do, if you actually get out from behind your rut of going through a drive-thru, but you see people in the community. And there is a sense, even just walking up and, you know, them saying hi or thank you, it puts a smile on your face.
It does. And I guess my point was, it doesn't just benefit what we're doing. It benefits the patrons, too, the community. Without those things, you lose that small-town American feeling that we have by living here.
And also, when we don't, it's a great way for socialization, too, or just taking it in. There's a group of kids, not a group, I'd say there's three or four kids. When I go to the gym, I cut off Spring Street, and they've been there the last couple of summers. And again, this is very simplistic, but to me, it's part of Americana. They're there on the side in front of their house with a lemonade stand.
Yeah, yeah.
I absolutely love that.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. There's been a produce stand in Atascadero that I've run across a couple, and it's kids selling their own tomatoes and stuff. I mean, good tomatoes, by the way.
You know, but when I drive by it, I just think of I don't know. There's different thoughts that go through my head, you know, depending on, you know, what day it is. But I just go, man, isn't this cool? And even if I'm having a bad day or whatever mood, I drive by there and it kind of puts a smile on my face, saying, you know what?
Yeah.
Things are okay. Things are okay.
Yeah, they are. They are. It's easy to get discouraged, but those are the type of things that can break that discouragement.
Mm-hmm. All right, so today is the last day to purchase the tickets, and they can go online.
Yep. Thank you, Kevin.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I just want to bring something up. I was driving past the event center yesterday, and I noticed all these banners hanging along the fence on the whole, you know, the whole road, all different colors, and I was wondering, I don't know what all the banners mean of the different colors of that.
Where was this again?
The event center here in town on Riverside, right at the, you know, the fairgrounds. There's all these banners. They're like hanging banners on the fence line along the whole perimeter of the event center in all kinds of different colors. And to me, they should all be just red, white, and blue. But I was just wondering if anybody knew what those colors signified. They're different colors. I don't know if they're different groups of, you know, 4-H groups or certain groups that certain sponsors I'm not aware of. But I just thought it was odd. I don't, you know, they looked just generic.
First I've heard of it. I haven't. I usually go by there a couple times a week, but for this week, for whatever reason, I haven't gone by. But maybe somebody out there will know and can let us know.
Yeah, Yeah, I was kind of surprised I didn't see red, white, and blue on every one of those banners.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for bringing that to our attention, and hopefully somebody can help out.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. All righty, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. As we continue with the geography, the... okay, so, Chad, what I was going to ask you, but I'm not going to ask you because we have another phone call. Hi, good morning. Hello, you're on the air. Do try back, 2385. Well, you know the numbers by now. So, what I was going to ask you, you grew up in California. And
Colorado.
Yeah, Colorado, along with your grandson.
Yeah.
Well, we got to, hopefully this will work this time. Hi, good morning. Well, it's not. They want you to talk, obviously. So, you know, and like many people, we have stereotypes of different parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, we will try this. All right. Eighth time's a charm. Go ahead.
Good morning. I'm not the one who just called. I was wondering, where do you know where those kids' fruit and vegetable stands were? What street? I need some good tomatoes for tomorrow.
He said in Atascadero, and I don't know if he said what road it was, but maybe he can call back or he can email or text us to let us know, because I'm like you. I love nice, fresh tomatoes.
Oh, yeah. We really need some. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. I think it was...
Here we go.
All right.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers are crossed. Go ahead. Well...
It's a silent majority, obviously.
Yes. Okay, so here it is. Again, we have, I think if we're honest, we've had stereotypes of regions in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone, well, no, not me, I never, no, you're not telling the truth. Well, maybe this will work on this line here. Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Oh, hello.
We got on to our...
Okay.
July 4th tomorrow, but 50 years ago I was watching the fireworks over the lake here in town, but then they changed that later because of the cost.
Well, you're talking about the Atascadero Lake, right?
We call it the lake.
I think there was also some issues with some incidents that were beginning to be more... Right. Yeah, there were, wasn't it a biker gang or something like that?
I think there was something that's not major, but yeah, and besides the cost, and when there was another, when the lot of fire incidents went at the end, and when they were having trouble getting to it because of the crowd traffic.
Right, yeah.
Otherwise, we got 250 tomorrow, and the 50th anniversary of a assault of the Open Uganda in Tebby.
I'm sorry, I'm not following.
Open Uganda in Tebby, there a raid on an airport and rescued some hostages.
Oh, raid on Tebby.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's actually the Israeli pride when they did that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But when you're getting back to our own stuff here, hopefully we have another 50 years.
Well,
I think of 300, but we will find out.
Do you think the 300th anniversary of the United States, that we will still be what many of us would consider the United States?
That is very questionable.
Yeah, because, you know, what we're seeing, and there's been strife, you know, many times in our history, but what I'm seeing now, and the way that the generations have been conditioned through many things, including the educational system, I have deeper concerns now more than I ever have.
Like you said, how we define pride in nation and... Well, how we just find a better life.
Well, but I look at the moral character. I mention that a lot. And the decay of the moral character of this country. Now, some might say, well, those are just the people who get the headlines because it's a news story. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't see it that way. I just see a breakdown in too many vital areas of this country to sustain what we have or had.
With the country coming out of the change in morals are going to be different.
Right.
Probably what we, not the same.
You know, here's something that you could probably get into a good argument with somebody. You know, we like to talk about the diversity of the United States. You know, the melting pot. All these people come from different backgrounds and so forth. And I think many of us, again, probably grew up in such situations where we were different. I'll just use that word. But what I see anyway is the cultures are not coming together. They're being separated. So we're not becoming one.
And some people make money more by keeping them separate.
Well,
that's another issue, I guess.
Yeah, that is. All right, sir, I'm up against the clock. I got to go. Thank you for your call. Chad, maybe someday we'll get to this. We have to go this way.
Okay.
This KPRL local news update at 7:50 is brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services in Paso Robles. County Board of Supervisors to consider a $10 million contract for Bob Jones Trail construction, and we'll take a look at 4th of July activities in San Luis Obispo County. These stories and more coming up. North County weather, we are looking for mostly sunny skies today after the clouds give way. Highs in the mid-80s, winds at 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows right around 50, winds at 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the low 80s. It is partly cloudy and 51 degrees. This local KPRL news update has been brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
I'm Chris Foster. Iran Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's coffin is on display in Tehran ahead of a six-day funeral procession.
The 86-year-old cleric was killed in the first moments of the war that started with U.S. airstrikes on February 28th. His family members who were also killed include a son-in-law, Khamenei's eldest daughter, a 14-month-old granddaughter, and the wife of Iran's new supreme leader, Khamenei's son, who was still in hiding after reportedly being hurt in the attack.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. 260 million Americans spend the holiday weekend under extreme heat alerts.
This includes most of the eastern half of the lower 48. Air temperatures are feeling anywhere from 100 to about 107. You throw in the humidity, and that is the game changer. It feels more like 105 to 115.
Fox Weather's Craig Herrera. America's listening to Fox News.
I've got deals on latex beds. I've got deals on memory foam beds.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I've got beds with springs, hybrids, where they got springs and memory foam, or springs and latex, or some with even springs, latex, and memory foam. I've got them all.
Big savings now on mattresses of all shapes and sizes at the Mattress Specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Sunshine later on, and we'll have highs in the mid-80s. Couple of clouds, mostly clear tonight and overnight. Lows right around 50, and then we'll be in the low to mid-80s for your big 4th of July celebration. Sunday, low 80s, mid-80s Monday, 90 on Tuesday, low 90s Wednesday and Thursday. Next Friday, upper 80s. Today's UV index will be 11, up and down. 5:52 a.m., 8:23 p.m. We are at 52. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. The, let's see here, officials from the Central Coast Home Health and Hospice say they are in critical need of volunteers to help for care for patients throughout San Luis Obispo County. and you'll be tasked with supervising patients, providing emotional support and socialization, and helping with small household tasks. Please contact Hospice of Central Coast as soon as you can. Also, from time to time, we'd like to remind you, if your group or nonprofit organization is having an event, get us the information ASAP. If it's an ongoing thing, we'll just keep it here. But if it's a timely event, please get it in again ASAP. First come, first serve. All we need is a couple of lines. P.O. Box 7, the reception at KPRL.com, or you can risk getting a ticket doing 26 miles an hour. You can drop it off here at 32nd and Oak. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant and the delightful River Oaks community.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Yes, indeed, they've got what you need. Now, let's see here. I've got next week's, and here's this week. So we got to do Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Need to zippy, let's see here, zip through it. All right. Oh, boy. Here we go. We'll try this. Kevin Fusen, Paul Kunstler, Don Messer, Julie Picanso, Linda Ferguson, Charles Ray, Evelyn Sturgis, Lucy Haig, Bill Fucinella, April Smith, Steve McWilliams, Eric Reese. We have B. Landrum, Carol Knoll, Jesse Clark, Barbara Antonovich, Tina Thompson, Cameron Moronis, Bill and Margaret Gates. Saturday, what a day to have a birthday, eh? Renee Boggs, well, isn't that interesting? Regina Bonds, Douglas Rambo, Jacob Alonzo, and of course, we cannot forget Ray Doff. Yes, indeed. Jordan Newsom, Sharon Rubino. We have Katie Dawson on Sunday, Sally Walchin, Susan Hall, Chelsea Kaler, Sylvia Beauregard, Roger Heaton, James Miller Jr., Ted Keller, Carol Bebout, and there you have it. All right, on my right-hand side, let's see, here we go. Boy, George M. Cohen, isn't that ironic? 1878, I don't have time to give you the day they died, so here we go. George Sanders, the actor, 1906. Who else do we have here on this? From the Platters, David Lynch, 1929. Pete Fountain, 1930. Ooh, Rescue Me, Fontella Bass, 1940. Michael Cole, Mod Squad, 1940. Cesar Tovar, played a lot of positions for the Minnesota Twins. Everybody's favorite lawyer, Gloria Allred, 1941. And Jethro Pugh played for the Cowboys. Indeed, he did. 1944, Paul Noonoff, good linebacker with the Lions. 1945, Johnny Lee, country singer. 1946, Betty Buckley. 1947, Jan Smithers, WKRP. 1949, Laura Branigan. 1952, a very good pitcher, Frank Tanana. 1953, Matt Keogh, another pitcher. 1955, Montel Williams. 1956, Aaron Tippin, country singer, 1958. Everybody's favorite, the Teeth Man, Tom Cruise, 1962. Let's see here. Moises Alou, really good baseball player, 1966. Neil O'Donnell, quarterback, 1966. Who else do we have? I saw somebody here. This guy, I just laugh looking at him because it's like, not John Belushi, John Lovett. I just laugh when I look at him. Funny guy, Kevin Hart, 1980. And who else do we have? Mia McKenna-Bruce, the actress, was born in 1997. Passing away on this day, oh my goodness. Andy Griffith, 2012. Curly Joe Derita, one of the terrible Three Stooges, 1993. Jim Backus, Mr. Magoo, 1989. Jim Morrison, 1971. Brian Jones of Big Lips and the Rolling Uglies, 1969. Also, who else passed away? Very interesting. Artie Johnson, 2019. Don Drysdale, very good sportscaster and a pretty good pitcher, 1993. Rudy Vallee died in 1986. Frank Tanana goes to the top of the list.
This local news update is brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Safe, secure storage for your RV, boat, household, and commercial items. MarsMegaStorage.com. Big or small, they store it all.
County Board of Supervisors to consider a $10 million contract for Bob Jones Trail construction, and we'll take a look at 4th of July activities in Slo County. These stories and more coming up. North County weather, we're looking for sunny skies once the clouds burn away. Highs today in the mid-80s, winds up to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, highs in the low 80s. Currently, it's mostly cloudy and 53 degrees. This local news update has been brought to you by Mars Mega Storage for your RV, boats, household, and commercial items. 101 Wasona Road in Paso Robles.
All righty, Frank Tanana, when he first came up, he was a hard-throwing guy, or kid, I should say, ALERA leader. Now, when him and Nolan Ryan were on the Angels, Frank Tanana was the opening day pitcher more times than Ryan. That's all I'm going to say. This hour brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.